Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Jamie?
It's okay, Dad. It's all good now. I'm getting you out of here.
Jamie, oh my God.
Wait.
What are you doing,
child?
Keep hugging me. That way we can make a plan without them reading our lips.
Why did you even get here?
I signed up. They fell for it.
Signed up?
Is she okay? She jumped out of the car while we were driving.
Jesus, Jamie, are you cut?
I really
want to
be an alien, but as soon as I see an opening, I'm getting you out.
She knows I'm here,
we just need
right?
to get past security. I think the main soldier's horny for me, so maybe we can use that.
Hold on. How long have you known she was here?
Brooke, Deirdre, you want to tell us how to handle this?
What? Shit.
Yeah.
They knew too?
We can't deal with this right now. We're trying to reach Gale.
Thing I've ever
looped. Okay, please, just handle it.
Graham, I really need to get to the ship.
Jamie... Why don't you get back?
Pretend like you need to go to the hospital.
Okay, enough. Enough. I'm taking Jamie back to my trailer.
What? No. I need to work.
She's in the middle of her screening. You can't
She's not in the middle of anything. I never agreed to this.
We agreed if I did that ridiculous interview, I could go back to work.
Secondly,
and you fucked up that interview. You fucked up your part of the bargain, so I'm taking my kid home and making sure she's okay.
She's obviously okay, but I'm not.
Are you talking
to
your alien right now?
Shut up, Joshua.
You can't say that, Graham. This is why we delay meeting family after. You need time to integrate before...
I don't give a shit. My kid's here. I don't know why, but I'm getting her out.
I'm not your prisoner, Graham. You can't just take me somewhere I don't want to go.
Come on, Jamie. Now!
Give Me Away, Episode 8, The Audit.
And it's like, you're firing me for that? Anybody would yell at this guy. He kept changing his mind after I put the scoop in the cone.
Okay, can we maybe just skip to-
Cut to like, a week later, my housemates are all up in my face for utilities, and it's like, what am I supposed to do?
No, Joshua, I have to deal with this.
What's he saying?
Does your mom know you're here?
Mom? What does mom have to do?
I'm still too close to the ship for signal, but as soon as we get to the trailer, I'm calling mom and-
Why would you call mom?
Don't act like you suddenly care about the rules. All you care about is working me round the clock so you can cut and run.
Okay, you've got to tell me what he's saying. Don't you have to?
Have to what?
Say what he's saying. That's what Brooke and Deirdre said in the interview.
They've really been screening you?
Yes, I already told you.
Like, the bathroom? The backpack? Going to the...
Yeah, I ditched that shit when I jumped out of the car. Fuck that.
Joshua, can you please give me 2 goddamn minutes?
Just say what he's saying. I want to hear it. Isn't that how this works?
He's saying... Joshua's speaking. So your ridiculous child shows up out of nowhere and you immediately betray our consensus-based coexistence.
That was nuts!
Sure, that would make sense coming from Robin to Liz or Isaiah to Corey, but you don't give a shit about those rules until you don't get what you want for 5 minutes. Joshua speaking. Are you a person of your word or not?
It's like having Gollum for a dad. This is crazier than that prison shit.
What prison shit? Wait, did they put you in the prison?
Yes, I told you. I'm screening.
They actually put the interface on your head.
Whatever, it's bullshit. The point is, it got me in.
Well, hold on, it's not bullshit.
Come on. Screaming nonstop? Who does that?
Jamie, Joshua was just there. Joshua speaking. You think I care what this termite thinks?
The fuck did you just say?
Joshua speaking. All right, Jamie, look. You want me out of your father's head, yes? Because I want that too. We want the same thing.
So...
Okay, where's this going? Joshua speaking. But I can't do anything about that from Graham's trailer. I need to be in the ghost house.
Somehow you're bullshitting, but I can't tell how.
Joshua speaking. As soon as we get out of range of the ghost house radiation, two things will happen. The soldiers will be able to listen in on your escape plan, and Graham will be able to call your mother. So forget what I want. Where do you want to be right now? If we both tell your dad the same thing, maybe he'll listen.
I am still in the air, Lieutenant. I left Red Camp just over an hour ago, and I've already seen bootleg footage of my exclusive interview from three different angles.
All I can say, Mr. Elder, is that
all of it somehow magically focused on that one quote.
All I can do is offer my apologies and assure you that a full investigation is underway to determine...
An investigation by you of your own team.
Sir, to determine who recorded and leaked the footage, and to fully sanction any servicemen who might
I assume this will be a public investigation, and that I'll have access to the results?
No, Mr. Elder, you will not.
That quote is now everywhere, entirely out of context, and
now... Out of curiosity, what do you see as the exculpatory context for Alter Your Minds and Bodies?
It was you, wasn't it? Your orders... You told them to record it.
Director Harris, if you have a formal complaint you'd like to make regarding my conduct, there are obviously channels.
All right. Look, I will not allow these leaks to be the public's impression of my team's work for an entire week. This call is for the purpose of letting you know that we are expediting an early edit of our interviews with Corey, Isaiah, Graham, and Joshua. We'll be posting that edit online well ahead of Sunday's broadcast, maybe even by tomorrow morning.
Of course you should do as you see fit.
In that case, Terry, given how widely it's already been disseminated, maybe you don't need to include that Joshua quote.
I'll be including anything I deem newsworthy, period. At least this way we can salvage some modicum of balance and professionalism from this shit show. I'll be in touch if I need anything else.
Come on, guys, let's get there.
We don't need to run.
I'm with her. Let's run. I've lost enough time as it is.
There's not a liquor store here, right?
A liquor?
Yeah, that's what I thought. This place sucks. Come on.
What exactly is the plan here, Graham?
The plan is that we get Brooke and Deirdre to whatever, reject her from the program, and then we put her on a bus, or...
Then why didn't you approach them the moment she appeared?
Because they were running around trying to clean up your mess.
What is Jamie's value?
What did you say?
1 second in her presence and you're a different person. Ready to wreck everything over this organism that can't provide for itself, that alienates everyone it comes in contact with. What purpose does she serve? What do you love her for?
We're getting her out of this camp, we're getting her back home, and then you and I will never talk about this again.
What's the fucking end game, Bradley?
Sergeant, been a while.
We know you leaked that interview, we know you got everyone riled up against us. So what are you hoping will happen to us now?
Sergeant, if you are accusing me...
We're not your goddamn sergeant. We'll never be your sergeant again.
Yes. I can see that that's true.
You don't believe we're real, do you? You think you can hurt us and still be a good man because you never once looked at that mainframe and saw living people?
Corey. Corey, think about all the people I ordered you to fire upon in your last life. You think I didn't know that that would result in the deaths of real, complex people? Children of God? I don't have to subtract from my enemies to engage with them. I just have to adhere to my simple conviction that this is the greatest country in the world, and that the people who reside within her take precedence.
So, we're not children of God. Is that how you got it figured?
Oh, Corey. That is above my pay grade. But I do believe that they're sentient and intelligent. And like many sentient, intelligent agents, they see an opportunity. The decision that remains to be made is if we let them seize it.
Fucking amazing to think that this used to have Corey fooled. This high-flying, after you, ma'am, I'm just a public servant. Bullshit that somehow always lands on murder.
I don't think I ever tried to explain myself to anyone the way I tried with you.
Why? Why Corey, specifically?
Because he could have been the best! Oh, Corey, that wreck of a boy, lost and reeling, he could have been the best ever! He got me using your goddamn language now.
Do you even know why you hate us so much?
Nothing in this world is as beautiful as a group of trained bodies working in concert to achieve an objective. It is the highest state a man can achieve. I know most Americans forsake this ideal in favor of indolence, but right now, they could always change their minds. But if we let you out, that is over. I can't imagine anything more weakening, more offensive, than single bodies divided against themselves. A huddled conference before every breath. All civilian chaos doubled and an entire nation reduced to a PTA meeting. I don't seek to kill you. Corey, that's not my objective. But there is very little I wouldn't authorize to protect my country from that.
Isaiah would like to speak to you.
Excuse me?
Isaiah would like to speak directly to you now.
And say what?
That wreck of a boy. My Corey, he'd never admit it, but you made him the man you're looking at right now. The man who could open his body freely to someone in need. The man who's gonna put that same body between our captive people and anything you've got coming.
What's the point in this whole airlock thing if it just opens like a grocery store?
Josh was speaking. That's how our captors left them. A kind of sneer. You think you can live without bodies? Try opening this door.
Why did they hate you so much?
Josh was speaking. Well, Jamie, what if I told you it was in your power to fix your miserable life, but that every day you choose not to?
Eat my ass.
That's why they hated us. Help us with the dream.
Why is only one of the mapping things covered?
Josh was speaking, because this one's not a mapping thing. This is the extractor. This is what's going to get me out of your father. Okay, we don't actually know that. We don't actually know it works.
It puts you back in the computer?
Josh was speaking. It extracts selected material from a human body, anything extraneous to this planet's biosphere. If it ever works. It already works, Graham, just not well enough.
But it will.
Okay, kiddo, it's really important that you understand something. Even if Joshua can extract himself...
Right. Then we start figuring out...
I will go straight back to Brooke and Deirdre and ask them to put someone else in.
What? Why?
In a minute, Joshua.
You're just saying that because you're deep in the cult shit here, but if you go home, it'll go away.
What home, baby? What are you talking about?
Home. Where we all live.
That's not where we live. Only your mom lives there. Of course, you can go there anytime you need to, but it's just your mom's house now.
It's not even that. She's selling it, you asshole.
She is?
But there's still time to talk her out of it.
I mean, it's her house. She can do whatever...
I can't, but you could.
Sweetheart, did you think...
I'm not saying get back together. I'm not stupid. I'm just saying if I could get you out of here in time, maybe at least the house.
Wait, you thought...
How can you not want to go home?
Jamie... Okay, have you noticed that you've forgotten about the screams, even though you can still hear them?
What?
Just listen for a second. Liz and Robin found a way to muffle them, but not silence them altogether, so we wouldn't forget. But you did forget, right?
I had other shit on my mind.
I don't blame you. It happens to everyone. Anything in the world that keeps happening, we just get used to it, so we can function.
So?
So whether Joshua leaves me or not, I want my life to be the life of a guy who doesn't get used to it. One way or another, I'm getting someone out of there. Joshua speaking, that's decently said, Graham. Wait, you're in my head. How have you not understood that's how I feel?
But they're faking it, Dad. Nobody just screams all the time. You'd get tired.
God, Jamie, stop saying that.
It's like when you want to get off work. Oh, my scooping arm, or my lady parts, or whatever. Nobody just screams.
How do you think Joshua feels hearing you...
They want you to throw your life away over bullshit.
Joshua speaking. Do you really want to know why they keep screaming? I was just in there. I should know. I think she just needs to go home. Joshua speaking. Because I don't give a shit what you think, but your father apparently does. So for him, I'll tell you.
Why would I believe you?
Josh was speaking, because I can show you, but it would mean putting you in the prison interface. Okay, that's not happening. If she's not doing the program, there's no point to subjecting her to that. Josh was speaking, that's not really your call, is it? Jamie, do you want to know or not?
Fuck you. Yes.
Can we just assume for the next few minutes that it's Joshua speaking, unless otherwise specified?
Fine.
Then let's get you in that chair. In the world I come from, my species, like yours here, is the dominant one. Not the smartest, maybe, but the one best equipped to bend the biosphere to its will.
You're not putting an alien in my head now, right?
Different chair, I promise. So, we started finding ways to make that biosphere do the things we didn't want to do or couldn't do any longer. We made one animal carry our babies. We forced another to circulate our blood, drained the root systems of plants to power our cities. Our subjugated world wailed all around us. But, like your father just said,
you can get used to anything.
Except that some of us didn't. But what could we do? By then, the exploitation was wired into our lives. We couldn't live without it. So a few of us, me, Robin, Deirdre, some others, formed a sort of school to study possible solutions, to reach for some kind of life that wasn't fundamentally theft. Duck your head a little.
Wait, you're catching my hair. Okay, I'm good.
Now hold still. I need to apply the connections. Now, the problem with Deirdre and Robin and the others is they were flat thinkers. If we upload our minds into computers, our bodies won't be using resources anymore. Problem solved. And then there was me, off to one side, the only one to say, how is this anything other than abdication? Lounging in our digital palaces, leaving the world to rot. And meanwhile, all of this does need to be powered, doesn't it? Where's that coming from?
Did you have a better idea, or were you just bitching?
You can't fix corruption using the tools of the corrupt system. The answer isn't fleeing to another plane. It's finding a more efficient way to exist in this one. Letting go of our individual bodies and identities and reaching for some new form of physical existence where we simply need less.
You don't want to be an individual?
Individuals have to be fed. Every me is an open mouth. There has to be a better way to live.
Guess that didn't go over great since you ended up on computers anyway.
You're right. We overplayed our hand and they came at us in droves. I could have stopped them decisively, but Deirdre wouldn't let me. So, that mainframe over there, once our city on the hill, became the only place we could run. And once they had us cornered in our virtual fiefdoms, they sent in their engineers. Are you ready?
For what?
This. Jamie? Can you hear me?
Okay, I get it. You've made your point, let me out.
Now I just need to get you close to one prisoner, any prisoner.
What is this? What are you doing?
It's like what your father was saying, only in reverse.
What are you talking about?
Wait for it. Did you feel that? That shift?
Yeah, I did. It sucks. Let me out.
Our captors didn't settle for shrinking our digital world around us like a vice. They programmed the sonic and spatial stressors of our environments to adjust, slightly but tangibly, every time we scream.
You can't take it. Make it stop.
Of course you stop screaming. The same pain. Everything goes numb eventually, but they made sure we'd have ever-shifting pain, triggered by our own agonized reactions. Each scream begets the next, and they can never, ever get used to it.
Let me the fuck out!
It's Dad, sweetheart. I've got you. It's Dad. You're okay. You're okay.
Dad.
I've got you.
It was... Fuck. It was...
I know. It's over. It's over. It's over and you never have to do that again. We're done for the night. You understand me, Joshua? We're done.
I want to go home.
I know, baby.
But I can't.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Is it up?
It's on the network website now. Elder did a great job. It's a really full picture.
The Joshua quote?
Okay, yeah, it's there. But a lot of good stuff too. Corey and Isaiah were great. Graham was great. Pull it up and see.
Thank you.
So, not to be these bitches, but is there any chance Joshua was planning to say that all along?
It's occurred to us.
You sound... Have you been home?
We spent the night here at the compound. Better reception if Gil calls.
Okay. Brooke's body needs sleep. You get that, right?
Jamie's interview is here tomorrow. We'll likely stay through then.
You're still doing that?
Why?
If you'd seen her on the live stream with Joshua...
You turned it off, right?
Sure, but we watched.
What happened?
Dad? Are you up?
Yeah.
Is Joshua there?
Joshua speaking. I was already up.
Can I ask you a question?
Have you been crying? Joshua's speaking. What question?
My final interview tomorrow with Brooke and Deirdre. What if I did it for real?
What?
I kept waking up all night thinking about what you... What if I tried to do this for real?
Tell me.
Okay, look. It's mixed.
How could it be mixed?
We thought we owned the story through Sunday. Nobody thought Elder would rush out his version like that.
Does the broadcast version not have the alter your minds and bodies quote?
Oh, sure. But it also has everything else. That love your neighbor crap. All that I'm saving lives, just like when I was a soldier boy. Our message got through. And it's working, believe me. My whole caucus's phones are blowing up. But so did theirs.
How are you quantifying that? Is there already polling?
Nope, I'm just going off the 3,000% increase in applications through the Nevada Project website just today.
Oh, how is that?
One hell of a shit sandwich, right?
I've always taught my men. It's not our place to understand the citizenry we protect. But this... How are so many people...
No, it's what we've always said. Take faith out of the public square. Take community out of the public square. Replace it with isolation, porn, debased entertainment, all of it sent straight to your house. A lot of people are going to be lost forever. The ones who aren't.
Eventually, they'll feel the call to service again.
And these people know that, and they're exploiting it. Everyone's talking about aliens like they're some game changer, but they're really just the same old shit. The latest sparkly fad people can latch onto and avoid admitting for another 10 minutes that Jesus Christ and America were the answers all along. The stodgy, uncool, old reliables who will still be there after all the bullshit disperses.
Senator, at this moment the Nevada Project is just about manageable. But if they start putting thousands of people through an irreversible process...
I hear you, Lieutenant.
At a certain point we hit a threshold where I'm operating a mass prison camp for American citizens who have committed no crime. At which point the decision becomes... Order an unconscionable massacre, or let them out.
So we don't let it come to that.
Your majority doesn't get sworn in for 2 months.
But they're gonna be. And Diaz wants to go accomplish literally anything before he's up for re-election.
You think he'd abandon the project? After staking so much on it?
Not if you phrase it like that. This weakling needs it presented to him like a nice, friendly, exploratory step, even if he can smell the finality wafting out from under the words.
Meaning I'd clear the camp.
And we'd conduct, you know, an audit. An independent review of the Ghost House mainframe. We'll use an outside company, Mr. President. Unaffiliated. Look, we have a list right here. It's just an audit. If no one's guilty, no one's got anything to worry about.
And then in the process...
Well, sure. I mean, big brawny men walking around, sensitive equipment.
All I ever wanted to do was protect this country. I've given it my whole life on this earth.
I know, Lieutenant.
But I won't move without the president.
Then let's make sure you don't have to.
Backpack blows.
It does, doesn't it?
I hope they saw I wore it all day yesterday. I want points for that.
Well, Brooke and Deirdre are pretty stressed right now. They probably...
So, give me tips.
Tips?
How did you get in? What did you say?
Just answer honestly. They're deciding if someone's going to live with you. They need to know who you are.
But that's it.
Come here. Just show them who you are.
Are you coming in?
We'll wait for you right here.
Okay.
Show them who you are? Fuck you.
Are you making a phone call?
Our first one together. Think you can behave yourself?
Hello, Jamie.
I'm wearing the backpack. I wore it all day yesterday.
Thank you for meeting us in this lab. We know it's unusual.
No problem. I'm up for anything.
Why don't we get started?
Shit, can you?
Yeah, I got it.
I'm sure it's some bullshit. I told
Mom.
Everyone I'm...
What?
It's not bullshit.
So, normally, at this point, we turn the conversation to your ongoing professional obligations, specifically...
Right. I don't have any. That's why I'm perfect for this.
Well, the concern that raises is...
Clean slate. Nobody's out there waiting for me. I can focus 100% on my alien.
Graham?
Jesus. Yeah, this is Graham and Joshua.
Graham and Joshua.
Sorry, this is weird to do on the phone. First family contact is usually handled more... So, Joshua is Graham's second, meaning...
Yeah, I saw the video.
What video?
What's the problem? I'm saying I'm free and clear.
Well, your ability to maintain relationships is obviously going to factor into whether we place you into a permanent one. So...
Is it really permanent, though? Because Joshua doesn't think so.
Okay. What Joshua says isn't...
Because if he gets that thing working, then maybe it's more like fostering a cat.
This wasn't Elder's show. This was just some video?
It's you talking about changing everybody's bodies or something.
Just that by itself? Nothing else?
I don't know. Talia had it on their phone, but I was driving.
Talia's with you?
What's going on, Dad?
Wait. Where are you driving?
Is it Jamie?
How'd you know?
You understand nothing in your life would be private anymore, yes? Your thoughts, your biological functions.
Yeah, I get it.
Your every action would be subject to consent. Your words, your schedule, your sexuality even.
Okay, whoa, I fuck who I want. My body, my choice, right?
Well, it wouldn't be just your body.
Sure, I get it, but I gotta have some me time, right? Even scooping ice cream, you get days off.
She's doing what?
It's just an interview. They're...
Well, get her out of there.
He can't.
Where is she? Is she nearby?
Yeah, we're right outside, but...
So go in there and get her out!
Mom, he can't. Jamie's 22.
Exactly. We can't just order her
to... Do you seriously believe she's in any mental state to take on something like this?
Joshua speaking. All right, look, this is asinine.
What?
Morgan, right? Relax. Your child is preposterously unqualified for this. They wouldn't take her if she was the last living member of your species. Now, can we please stop having this ridiculous conversation?
Oh my God.
You... What?
We're grateful for your interest, Jamie.
No.
But our decision is final.
What did I say?
These decisions don't come down to a single statement.
I said I'm all in. I said I'll give up everything. And that's not good enough for you?
I'm sorry about that. Joshua is just...
Just don't let them do anything to her till we get there.
Till you... What?
We'll explain later.
Wait, just... are you driving here?
If they don't take Jamie, we'll pick her up, okay? Nobody's taking her, Graham. You...
Wait a second. There's...
What?
Oh my God.
Are you okay?
It looks like they're... It looks like that because that's what they're doing.
What? What's happening?
Shit, I have to go.
We're sorry, but we have a lot of other obligations today.
I answered everything honestly, just like Dad said.
We'll be in touch about your transportation, but right now...
Where? I have nowhere to go. This was my last thing.
Jamie.
Shit, we've been calling you.
There's no reception at this end of...
Have you talked to Gil?
Not yet. Why?
They're rounding up the whole fucking camp.
Jamie, where are you?
Dad.
What the hell's happening?
Wait here. Liz Robin, come on.
Wait for what?
Is he picking up?
No reception yet. Just a little further. Okay, got it.
Oh, crap. Christ.
Gil!
No, it's good you called. There's a difficult subject we need to...
What is this? What's happening?
What do you mean? Jesus, did somebody leak? Was it Riley?
Leak? They're putting people on buses!
Buses? What?
They're rounding up the whole camp. We're watching it now.
No, what? Shit, it's too early. Shay, get the president. Get the president.
Too early?
What? What's too early?
Come on, we gotta go.
They're not supposed to. The president only agreed in principle. They were supposed to give us time.
Time for what?
We gotta ride outside, but we gotta go before they spot us.
Hold on.
We were gonna work it out so you could leave under your own power. God damn it! What's happening now?
What's happening now?
Gil, we're trying to find out.
Treating our handshake agreement like a green light, but that's not how we do things.
Gil, what did the president shake hands and agree to?
It's an audit. That's all it is. It's just an audit.
An audit of what?
An audit?
Everything. The ghost house, the compound. They're clearing the camp so an independent team can do an audit. That's all it is.
What are they auditing? We've been totally transparent.
No, you haven't.
Sorry, should we be...
Yeah, what's up?
Just stay with us.
What?
Keep turning off the live stream. And when you turn it back on, there's something in there with a drape over it. And now that guy Joshua's all over the internet basically announcing that the Martian commies are gonna drink our brains. How the fuck do you expect me to work with this?
Shit, they're inside.
We gotta move!
Gil, nothing that's happened...
Ever since that Joshua guy showed up, you've been undermining me at every turn. And now the president's out of options. Shay, where is...
He's ending the program?
They're ending the program?
We got one of their vehicles outside, but we gotta go
okay,
before they
seriously?
Realize.
Seriously? My kid is here. If we're about
Everyone
to...
quiet!
It's just a couple of days. You'll stay in a hotel, eat in some diner. They'll audit the mainframe, then they'll bring you back in. All you have to do is hang tight. Shay, what? He won't talk to me?
Gil, you need to listen to us now. That mainframe is our family.
Nobody's gonna...
Would you let someone take your child for a couple of days? These are our people, Gil. You can't take us away from our own people.
Dad?
We'll figure it out.
Brooke, Deirdre, look, I get what you're... You've got to understand, this is the best deal we could possibly...
God damn it!
He can't stop it?
Everyone is weak. Everyone is a fool.
Joshua speaking. This was always going to happen.
Shut the fuck up, Joshua!
Hear that? We gotta go!
Go where?
Joshua speaking. You know Star Trek's not the only mode, right?
What?
On the ship. The doors don't have to just open. Am I the only one here who studied penal class carriers?
It doesn't matter. There's like 40 soldiers between us and the ghost house.
The jeep's right through that door.
They can still shoot us in a jeep, right?
Sure can. Which means we gotta gamble it all on a hunch.
What hunch?
That even after everything, Riley won't let them kill Corey. Everybody in?
Is this one of their vehicles?
Jamie, sit in the middle.
How the hell did you get your hands on?
Don't worry about it. Just keep your heads down.
This is so fucked.
Riley must have the whole unit out here kicking in trailer doors.
Good news for us. Means there's not enough guys left over for a decent perimeter around the ghost house.
That won't last long.
Only needs to last till we get there.
Sorry, sir. We couldn't call you. The radiation.
Tell me.
They drove right up to the elevator.
Going up now.
Who?
Not sure who they all are, but definitely the director, and definitely Sergeant Wheeler.
We fire, sir?
Fire?
I have a shot.
So do I.
Sir, at this point, it's the only way to stop them from getting inside.
But the door doesn't lock, right?
We don't think so.
Sir, I have a shot for like another 10 seconds.
Lieutenant, stand down.
Sir?
Stand down.
Disabling Star Trek mode now.
We should turn off the live stream, right?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
And Star Trek mode is no more.
Live stream's out.
So they can't get in, and they can't see us.
But we can't see them, and we can't get out.
Well, shit! Now what?
Gideon Media presents Give Me Away by Mac Rogers. Directed by Jordana Williams. Featuring Sean Williams, Diana O, Rebecca Comtois, Lori Elizabeth Parquet, Kevin R. Free, Otto Asando, Hennessy Winkler, Brian Silliman, Danny Martinek, Hannah Cheek, Jorge Cordova, Matthew Trumbull, Christopher Wilson, and Maya Armstrong. Sound design by Bart Fassbender. Assistant directed by Marty McGuire. Music by Adam Blau. And produced by Kara Ehlenfeld.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
What's this all about?
What about nightmares?
You're in this too. We need to figure this out together.
We need to leave.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
They can't tear out your soul anymore, Stephen.
Ominous Thrill, a new audio fiction anthology.
I've done horrible things.
I can taste the rot in the back of my throat ever since you arrived.
Are you saying we're the enemy?
Tell them what you did.
I didn't do anything.
To me.
No!
Character-driven tales of obsession.
I'm no psycho.
Banging on my door and streaming it on the internet.
Revenge.
Take back what was taken from you.
Don't mind if I sit here and watch lights go out, do you?
The unexplained.
Don't leave me out here.
We can't help her.
I have a daughter.
We're leaving.
Who's there?
Tendrils of rot.
We're gonna die.
No! It's acting out through you. That's all that matters.
And the dark things we do to get what we want.
I need the light. You want me to fall down the stairs?
No. I want to push you.
I love you so fucking much.
Ominous Thrill. Coming to Spotify and Apple Podcasts February 15th. Until then.
Flesh. Open.
Oh, yes.
Thrill you later.